T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I was married. We were together for 9 years and we had 2 little boys. But when our boys were 6 weeks old, my husband had a terrible accident. He tripped and fell and landed in his co-worker's vagina.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Bye now.
Bye.
Did you just hang up on Barney?
That took a real turn at the end.
Did you just hang up on Barney?
He did. Oh, God. I don't like anything in the last minute.
He's 97, Kevin.
I didn't really hang up on him.
You clipped him. You clipped him.
He hung up.
No, you clipped him.
No, you clipped him.
No, he hung.
That might be the last time we ever... His arms aren't working. His legs. Did you hear him?
That was a rough last minute.
And now.
Yes. Today I won. Here's my ring. I'm the winner. I won. That's it. I did well. Who did well? I did.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, Pirate People. Brand new show. It is Thursday morning, the 6th of February.
Did you say Pirate People?
Party People.
Yar.
Did I say Pirate?
I felt like it said Pirate, and I loved it.
I thought it was Party, but all right. Either way.
I like either.
Hey, Pirate People.
Mm-hmm.
You alive, Allie?
I am alive. That open. Wow. Mm. Between the falling in a coworker's vagina and hearing... Hearing that wonderful Barney one last time.
When you
literally,
killed him. When you killed
literally
him.
Literally, the last time.
You killed him, yeah.
I mean, that whole phone call was a laundry list of parts that weren't working anymore.
it really was the whole thing.
Allie also rough. Predicting it's the last time you guys would ever speak to him.
Yeah.
Was quite a look. Quite a look.
I mean, after that
Not
last
much of a
minute,
prediction.
I didn't go out on a limb.
I hung up on him so that he wouldn't die while on the phone
that
with us.
That was probably good. That was probably
to
good.
To save us.
Right. Yeah.
Sure, I was thinking that way.
You clipped him. That's good time.
Jensen, you still alive?
Man, I...
No sickness.
No, body of steel, man.
Wow.
Your boy, Mutie Pie, is completely surviving. Geez.
Never call yourself your boy, Mutie Pie. You can call yourself Mutie Pie, but Allie and I don't want anything to do with that.
No, nothing.
Well, I'm your boy.
Because you crazy.
I have 100% built up some sort of immunity to whatever is going along in this studio.
Good for you.
I am proud of it, but also I could, you know, I don't want to jinx it. So
sure.
I'm just every day going to bed early. I'm taking my vitamin D. I'm taking all the things that I need. And I think I got it going.
You're doing all the right things, Jensen.
Thank you.
It's very impressive.
Even so, I mean, Allie and I pretty much did the right things too and just, you know, bad news.
Maybe, yeah. But I feel invincible. I think is the word I'm looking for.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Wow.
There's no way that'll jinx anything.
No.
So.
No. No.
So that's
yesterday,
good news.
I did when we were having our post-show meeting. I did cough once, and I was extremely nervous.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But then I thought to myself, "What would Omar do?" And I went home, and I just positively willed it away.
Mm-hmm.
So I have not had a cough since.
Okay.
No sneeze. No stuffy nose.
All right.
Getting through it.
Cool.
Christine said that to me too. She's like, "Oh, you know what? I'm following Omar's path."
Mm-hmm.
Which is, you can will it away, which is dumb.
Guys, what if Omar becomes like the new Dr. Oz? Just this new guru of BS. That would be amazing.
That would be amazing.
He's got a little Tony Robbins in him. I think he could. I mean, not the bad parts of Tony Robbins, the good parts. not the possible assault stuff.
I mean, I do feel like there's stuff to positive thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Not
Absolutely.
Letting it get you down,
mm-hmm.
working through it, that
yeah.
kind of thing. You're mm-hmm. good. You just tell yourself you're good instead of pouting.
Sure.
You're feeling bad for yourself. There is something to be said for that, but you can't will a
you
sickness
can't
away.
Will away bacteria.
It's just not a thing.
You just can't. And to prove it, I have spit in your water.
No, why would you do that?
Boom!
Why would you do that?
Ooh, good times, everybody.
It's not great.
It's not great. How are you feeling, Kevin?
I am fantastic.
Willing it away.
Shaking his
I'm
head.
Listening to Omar.
Okay.
I'm willing it away.
We don't talk about it enough, but you are diagnosed sick right now.
Yeah.
Like you are, you have basically coughed, sneezed less than Allie.
But I have that at less than Allie, yeah.
But you have like the influenza.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, how's that? That's sort of the flu, right?
No, it is
the
flu.
Oh, no, it is the flu. Yeah.
Congrats, man.
Thanks.
Just saying, people don't know how infected this room is.
Yeah, this room is how The Walking Dead starts.
Right.
It's gross.
Starts right here in the studio.
Have you done what I did, which is every day, you're just like, one more day, hang on.
Oh, yeah.
Because
I'm so
Friday?
Happy today is Friday.
Yes.
Okay.
It's definitely not.
It's what? Definitely not Friday.
What?
And I get to go home on Friday and sleep, mm-hmm. not play poker.
Right.
So I've got that going.
Yes,
for
but
me.
Poker is fun.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. And that alcohol true. Helps you get over your sickness.
Nope. You have said
that's
that
what
in
I've
the
heard.
Past.
Not true.
I heard
you
a guy say that on the radio one time.
It was you.
Right.
Right.
Right. It was me.
Okay. Well, I think if we can all make it to Saturday and then just sleep all day Saturday, all day Sunday.
Yeah, no worries.
We're going to be fine. We're mm-hmm. going to come back out on the other side.
Okay.
Like a tunnel.
Very positive.
Muggs, what do you got for us?
Hey, babe. I made you a bitchin' mixtape.
Thanks, okay. Alex Trebek. What just happened?
All right. We need a better system. Let's talk about today's show, shall we?
Hey, babe. I made you a bitchin' mixtape.
On the program today, I don't know if you saw this story in Wuhan, but in China, they built a hospital in 10 days.
Yeah, they did.
A full hospital.
Yep. Okay, well, that's definition issues.
10 days.
Is it really fully done? I have a lot
of
questions.
That's my thing. I would assume for a hospital, you have to plan, double check, triple check, quadruple check.
Yeah.
There's no time for that.
I know that they are obviously dealing with a deadly virus, but also maybe put more days into it. Do you know
they
what I mean?
They don't have the days.
Well, I mean, they could use another five.
Yeah, five even.
That would be pretty good.
That's almost, yeah.
Remember when
Spoken
Russia...
like a real U.S. contractor.
No.
That's all I'm saying.
Same thing here. If you take 10 days to build something, mm-hmm. stuff's going to fail.
That's my opinion,
That's
yes.
not going to be good no matter what. Mm. Jensen brought up yesterday when the Russians were trying to do the
Olympics, yeah. And people just fell in and people then they just cemented like, over them.
There's literally a hole in the corner of the room.
That's what they say. They say that people died during this and the World Cup.
Same.
When they built that out in Brazil, people would die and then they just build over them.
I don't think that people are in the cement,
Jensen.
That's
what I've heard, man.
Jensen.
It's haunted.
It's haunted.
Okay, mm-hmm. Now it's haunted.
Dead
bodies everywhere.
Every goal, it's like, goal.
People are dumb coming up this morning on the show.
Oh,
we're going to talk to Stryker.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, is he dead?
No.
Goal.
Okay.
No, I do not think so. But he has been banned from social media by a bet that he made. And that doesn't seem good for a guy like him who needs to express his love for
lizards. Ducks, mm-hmm. anything.
I am nothing without my following.
Right.
Oh, there he is.
Your pet is a dick. We'll talk about that today.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like there are a lot of people who have dick pets.
That's so sad.
Not a dog, though. Don't use a dog.
Okay.
Come back
They're
with the
never
right
dicks. Okay.
And also Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
We'll talk to him today as well. We'll take a break. We'll come back with what's happening next.
The world famous K-Rock. Kevin in the Morning with Allie and Jensen.
Time for what's happening. Here's Allie.
Guys, Kirk Douglas has passed away.
Hmm.
103 years old, Hollywood icon, Spartacus star. By the way, over 92 acting credits, over 75 movies. He was a superstar before people even knew what a superstar was. And of course, the father of Michael Douglas. He is survived by his wife of 65 years, his wife Anne, and his sons Michael, Joel, and Peter. 103.
That is very
crazy.
That is a life well lived. He suffered a stroke in 1996, has been in good health ever since then.
Mm-hmm. He's one of those crazy workout guys, right? He was always like buff.
I think. Yeah, there's old photos of him like that.
I assume he was like that at 103. Right, he's probably in better shape than we are now.
I don't think he had a physical trainer at 103.
No, he did. Also, his physical trainer, Marty, is really sad.
Marty. Okay.
Yeah.
You guys, Ruben was his camp counselor.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Sad for Rubes.
Sorry, Ruben. Guys, You ever post pictures of your significant other on Instagram wearing lingerie?
No.
No.
I
no.
Pictures of myself in lingerie.
Sure.
Yes.
Well, I mean, everyone deserves to see
Thank
that.
Thank you.
This story is odd on a lot of levels to me, but Avengers star Josh Brolin was out for vengeance on social media when a user objected to a racy pic he posted of his wife. So I'm reading this and I thought, okay, well, somebody's just upset that someone's scantily clad. Mm-hmm. But then when I saw his caption, I was like, why is no one talking about this? This is so freaking weird. So he posts a picture of his wife in lingerie. His wife's name is Catherine. And he writes, and these are real words put together in a way that they make sentences.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Again, a picture of your wife in lingerie.
Mm-hmm.
I want to love you wildly. I don't want words, but inarticulate cries, meaningless, from the bottom of my most primitive being, that flow from my belly like honey, a piercing joy that leaves me empty, conquered, silenced.
That's a text someone sent?
What is happening, Josh Brolin?
What? I mean, what is that, someone else's quote?
It's a quote from a poet, apparently, but...
Maya Angelou?
Yes. It's the part of the Caged Bird that nobody talks about. But this is so weird to me. Like, dude, just tell your wife you want a boner. We don't need to see this.
Stop reporting me, bro.
I mean, a fan wrote, why show your wife's body off on the internet? It's not good. God wants to see your cover body and not expose it.
Who's that?
And
what?
And then he wrote back, I just spoke to God, and God wants me to tell you to please shut the F up and go take a shower.
Oh, Brolin was on one.
All right.
Yeah.
That's a lot, you guys.
Yeah, Brolin's on one.
I mean, my most primitive being that flows from my belly like honey.
That's so weird.
What are you doing?
You're a loser.
Guys, there are some things that I get. If you're proud of your wife, she looks great, wonderful. Why do you need strangers to see that?
It's a weird thing.
What about you needs strangers to be like, yeah, Josh Brolin?
Validation.
By the way, they're not thinking, yeah, Josh Brolin. They're thinking what they want to do to her. That's what's happening on it. Oh, this is how we do it.
Maybe that's what he wanted.
But, yeah. It's all weird.
Yeah.
So please, if you're going to post a picture, maybe stop with the creepy poetry. I don't know. Well, it's just me. You guys watching your Disney Plus?
I mean, I have it.
I have it.
You watching it?
Oh, that was the second part.
Yeah.
Haven't yet.
I have watched some.
You have? Okay.
Not enough.
They have hit 28.6 million paid subscribers since their launch, which is a great number. They were hoping between 20 and 25, so they're doing better than expectations. However, only available in a handful of countries, the U.S., Canada, the Netherlands, Australia, New Zealand, and Puerto Rico. They're going to roll out more widely this spring. I assumed it was global.
No, not yet.
That number is going to be insanity.
Yeah, especially with the Marvel movies and kind of all the international blockbusters.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Oof.
A lot of people. But they haven't really put anything new on the service in a while.
No.
Not like a big launch of new titles.
True. Yeah.
And now they're talking about a Mandalorian spinoff.
Yeah.
So.
You've got High School Musical Season 2.
Mm-hmm.
You have Lizzie McGuire soon.
Sure.
Bunch of stuff, but nothing launched yet.
Come on, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Get with it. Were you guys ever, when I was out discussing that Machine Gun Kelly video?
Well,
good.
We haven't spoken on air. We talked a lot about it off air.
What was that?
Okay. So a lot of times musicians are put in a weird position of playing music for a room full of executives who would rather be staring at their iPhones or whatever.
Yeah. That was actually a great episode of Atlanta, if you remember that. Paperboy had to go and play for his record label, and they're all just sitting
around.
Yeah, it's
the worst. Right, yeah. It's definitely the worst.
Awful.
And years and years ago, a guy named Bobby Schmurder, who's now in jail for a long time.
For Schmurder?
For Schmurder.
Dang it, Kevin!
There was a video that went viral of him sort of dancing for a bunch of them, and it looked very odd and strange.
Yeah.
This one beats that.
Yes.
So basically, rather than live in sort of the silence of all the executives, the Machine Gun Kelly stood up onto the what would you call that? Like the meeting table?
The conference room table.
The long conference room table.
Huge.
And did like headbanging
The weirdest dancing.
To his own music, yeah. And no one seems to be reacting to it. Right.
No, there is an African-American woman that is my favorite human that is staring at him and then just slowly takes a sip of her coffee. And it brought me so much joy because she's like, really? This is my day right now. Sip.
That's
it's
awesome.
Just brilliant.
I reposted it and Kevin helped me put the a different song in the background because currently in the video you hear, I don't know, some Machine Gun Kelly song.
Sure.
I put Eric Clapton's song about his son.
Tears in Heaven.
Tears in Heaven. Yeah. Oh, you
guys. So it's just him. It's him headbanging to Eric Clapton, Tears in Heaven. Yeah.
I mean it.
That would have been great. Would have been
better. Yeah. This is my new song, and then he plays it and then dances to it.
It's such a weird video. But then when I saw Demi Lovato and Machine Gun Kelly spark dating rumors, I was like, has she not seen that video?
Do you think that's a deal breaker?
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Sure.
Like more than Shmurda.
Yeah.
Right?
Kenny murdered someone.
I mean, it's just insane. But apparently they were photographed leaving a members-only club together in L.A. around 2 a.m. on Wednesday morning.
From this day forward, we're going to stop that right now.
They got into separate cars. Mm. However, a source claims that Machine Gun Kelly's Aston Martin convertible was seen following Lovato's SUV towards her condo. What's happening? Mm. Demi Lovato, though.
Yeah.
I feel like she's back.
She's back.
Right?
That's good news.
It's really good news. Did you see her do the national anthem?
Yes.
Yeah, she was great.
She's great, right?
She was under 2 minutes and 5 seconds.
Oh, no, Kevin.
Lost the first bet of the day.
How much money did you
lose? I don't remember. We sort of put like 45 things in there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
In the end, I lost all of it, which was probably $80.
Very cool.
So you don't even really remember much of her singing, only the time.
Oh, yeah. I was like, there's got to be a flyover sooner. Get there. Hold that note. We were all yelling. There were like 5 of us timing it on our phones. I'm not proud of this.
Yeah.
It was a pretty good anthem, looking back on it.
Well, I'm glad to see her back.
Demi Lovato.
That is her. And if she wants to date the guy that dances on tables, if it makes her happy and mm-hmm. she's healthy.
What if she sees the one with tears in heaven and then she goes, oh, sorry, dude.
That's she's it. Like, deal breaker.
Saying what you did.
She might. Guys, some birthdays. Axl Rose, Tom Brokaw, and Rick Astley. He's never going to give you up.
Mm-mm, never going to let you down.
Mm-mm. Which is nice. Mm-hmm. That's what's happening.
The Machine, Burt Kreischer next.
Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen. K-Rock. LA and OC's alternative rock. Carol QFM.
So Chinese officials built a hospital in 10 days to treat the coronavirus in Wuhan.
Because they don't have a lot of time and they're trying to help as many people as possible, which definitely is good intentions.
Yes. Here's the report.
Okay. You are looking at a time lapse of the incredible effort to build a hospital in just 10 days. Can you imagine that? The 600,000 square foot facility started treating patients today in Wuhan, China, the epicenter of the coronavirus outbreak. A crew of 7,000 people built the hospital, which has 1,000 beds. A second hospital with 500 more beds is due to open later this week.
And they're not done. Mm-hmm. They're building more.
Now, you say to yourself, how is that possible? But these are prefab units. So it's essentially you're sticking together Legos.
Right. But you also have plumbing.
And you've got electricity. You've got
electricity, all the equipment that you have in a hospital has to work.
And 7,000 people working around the clock.
Yeah. To assemble a two-story, 600,000 square feet. I mean, that is so
Wait, that much sounds solid to you?
Like, yes.
What?
Yes. I think you're coming from it from an American standpoint.
If somebody in Los Angeles put up a hospital in 10 days, I would not want to go to it.
Of prefab units.
Doesn't matter. I still would pick a hospital that took a little longer.
What about?
Yeah, you don't have a choice.
What about testing equipment and that kind of stuff? Like, don't you have to run systems checks on all the equipment in the hospital?
In the valley where I live, there has been a Kaiser Permanente that has been under construction for 15 years. And I'm not exaggerating.
Oh, I don't think you're exaggerating. We all know how certain people work. We'll say Americans that you're like, wait, are you going to finish this? Oh, we're on a lunch break. Oh, we're doing that. These are 7,000 people working 24 hours a day around the clock.
But aren't they getting in each other's way? And doesn't the electrician do something before the plumber? And then the plumber goes, I need to do this first. Take that back out.
I'm sure. But you guys are acting like this is an impossible feat.
I feel like it is.
This is I yesterday I spackled one nail hole, and it took me 3 hours. And okay. So I'm going based off my own
experiences. You're not really the one we would ever go to build a hospital in a week.
And it's mostly because how soft my hands are. Oh, I'm not going to do it. But I'm saying if I am told your huge building, prefab or not, took 10 days, I am not excited to go use the stairs or the elevator.
You know, I'm going to drive to another hospital that's been standing for a bit.
Yes.
And if I have to, then I'll end up back at yours.
That would be
ideal. Can't possibly have everything tested out and work right. Maybe it's up and ready to go and they start bringing in patients, but seems like a lot could go wrong if they don't have time to test anything.
I feel uncomfortable at the Beverly Center, and they've been doing construction for way too long. So I even think they work too fast, and that took like 3 years. So I don't know what to tell you here, because I wouldn't feel fully comfortable with a makeshift hospital.
It seems makeshift because it's 10 days.
That you live here in America and this isn't happening. You can wait 8 years for them to build a staircase in your house.
But
USA! Right, but I'm saying...
USA! No one else? Okay.
But I'm saying these are extreme ends of the spectrum. Yes, it takes us 15 years to finish a hospital. They're doing it in 10 days. Seems like both are bad.
We can meet in the middle.
Right. How about just a good pace at building a hospital with a lot of tests and stuff like that?
Sure. I think they're coming from a place of we don't have time.
Right. But do you have 12 days? Maybe a couple of extra tests? You know what I mean?
Like, even if they said they built it in a month, we'd be like, wow.
Right. If everything works. Like, I can't imagine everything works.
Very fast.
Let's get the satellite phone, can we?
Okay.
All right. Gonna go to Wuhan.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay.
American contractor. They're named Mike Good Builder.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Right there in the name.
Mike, Mike, can you hear us?
Hello. Hi. How you guys doing today?
Hey, we're good.
Mike. Hey.
Yeah, I heard you prior to the phone call, your concerns about a hospital being built in 10 days. What's your concern here?
Well, it just doesn't seem like you could test everything in a hospital that needs to be tested that has to work in unison with all of the other parts of the hospital.
Yeah. Well, that's why they sent me an American contractor oversee everything being built. I mean, we had 7,000 of the best construction workers in China, plumbers, electricians, and so forth.
Right.
To build this hospital for the coronavirus outbreak that has been happening here.
My question is, does stuff go wrong? And is there a full-time staff ready to go fix it if something...
We have people standing by, but the basic thing is the facility is brand new, so there is nothing going wrong.
Oh,
no.
Jeez.
What,
was that...
Hello?
Was that a...
that's a smoke alarm battery. I think it just needs changing.
It definitely wasn't.
That was a battery?
Yeah,
battery.
It didn't sound like it.
Much louder.
Anyway, when we were building the facility to minimize close contact between the patients and the staff,
right,
we have built double-sided cabinets connecting hallways to patient rooms.
Another battery?
Yeah. Much longer.
Those are the new washing machines. They seem to be a little bit noisy.
No, I don't think.
Anyway, so we people seem to be...
What the?
Terrible.
Mike, are you there?
Yeah, I didn't hear anything. What's going on?
Well, there's like crashing going on behind you.
I don't hear anything. Anyway, so a similar facility was constructed in Beijing. People seem to be forgetting that.
In 10 days, though?
Okay. In 2000.
What's that?
I'm just stretching.
Definitely not a stretch. This seems less safe than Corona.
No, that's it might be a little nail or something. But anyway, the Chinese government has been very helpful to us, and we see that things are coming along quite. Oh, jeez. Oh, God.
What? What's that? What?
My good builder. Hello?
That was the construction foreman, Omar. He just destroyed the bathroom.
Oh, dear. Talking about poop.
Need to call a plumber.
Got it.
All right.
All right, man. Thanks so much.
It's Kevin in the Morning on K-Rock.
Kevin in the Morning.
Kevin.
The world famous K-Rock.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
We have tickets to see System of a Down at Bank of California May 22nd, along with Korn and Faith No More. Your chance to win is coming up a little bit later on this morning.
Watch out for those prize hogs getting those tickets.
Okay, what?
Wow.
Yeah. Hogs is on fire. Okay, listen. 99.9% of the people who listen to us are awesome people.
They are.
Mm-hmm. We meet them and we just go, wow, you're so nice. Why are you so nice? This is crazy.
Yeah.
There's a tiny, tiny percentage of them that are we call prize hogs because they're in it only for the prize. Mm-hmm. They don't care about other listeners. They don't care about the station. They don't care about any of us. They just want to win prizes.
Because I do remember before I joined radio in general, I had heard of people who like professionally call into stations.
And
like,
have won 10 different things.
It's like their job almost.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you're saying that happens in person?
Yes. Oh, yeah. That happens in person. And Muggs.
Muggs just said, oh yeah, in the saddest way. Yeah.
Muggs ran into one when he was at Del Taco.
Yeah, on Tuesday. And like Kevin said, 99.9% of our listeners, great people. Even if they're there for the prize, they listen to the show. They know the station.
Or they're nice about it. Yeah.
Or they're nice about it.
Yeah, they're fine.
And half the time, if they're like, I'm cool with them. If they're cool to me, I'm cool with them,
sure.
Right? So at Del Taco, first 50 people in line get free lift passes to K-Rock Storms Bear Mountain on February 29th.
Oh, all right.
And everybody comes through, and this lady gets tickets. I give her tickets. She goes into the Del Taco. Comes out about 15 minutes later as I'm giving away the last two pairs. Mm-hmm. So to the 49th and 50th person.
She already won hers.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. She comes stomping up to me. With her arms out. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yes. She's like, I was in line. Where are my tickets? I'm like,
wait, you already gave them to her.
I'm like, wait a minute. I gave you a pair, right? She's like, yeah. I'm like,
wait, how is she still mad?
I'm like, then what's the problem? And she's like, and then she just turned around and walked away. I'm like, was she trying to pull a fast one on me?
Yeah, she was, but Muggs, too smart for her. Too smart for that.
Look. My memory might be one of an ant, but I will remember your face if it's only 50 people in line on that day.
But she sold it. I do like that she sold it.
Yeah.
She comes stomping up.
And looking at you like, how dare you, Muggs?
And by far, that was the most brazen example of a prize hog I've ever experienced in my tenure at K-Rock.
Out of curiosity, this prize hog, you think she's going to storm Bear Mountain?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
You know, she didn't even look like a skier, to be honest. But I just...
That just seems racist.
That is odd. It's an odd thing to say.
If she would have been cool with me, like, instead of trying to pull a fast one, I would have been like...
Yeah, she could have said, hey, if you have any left, I'd like another pair.
Absolutely. I would like to sell another pair.
Because 100%...
can you get me one for eBay Winner 6, please?
Because 100% of the time, 100% of the time, I will get... If you're cool, I will give you whatever
of course. Common decency.
Okay, so I've heard commercials where you guys give away TVs and you give away even bigger prizes than ski lifts. Does this happen in bigger scenarios?
Absolutely. There are times where people who are prize hogs will call the station and our promo crew knows who they are and will deny them flat out, and they will call claiming racism.
Oh. And it's white people.
Well, no, but
okay.
But it's unbelievable.
It does seem like the way to get what you want is to throw a tantrum.
Yeah.
If you throw a tantrum, everybody's like, okay, well, let's just
make
them go away.
Yeah. Hmm.
But I'm telling you.
Maybe that's why they do it.
It's just like, I couldn't believe it. I could not believe that on Tuesday.
Are there any specific people that are known, like in the circuit?
Oh, yeah. Like
you
here
see
comes
them
the hog.
Coming
here
up.
Comes the hog.
Oh, here comes Julie or here comes Fred.
Yep, absolutely. I think there's a wanted list in the promo office.
Mm. It's like a deck of cards.
Yeah.
Do not give a TV to this man.
Yeah.
I think at least if you're going, this is my feeling, if you're a hog and you're going to see, because you're going to Del Taco like all week.
Yeah, well, next week I'm starting up again.
Okay.
We're done for this week.
If you're looking to get another pair, at least get those glasses with the mustache.
The mustache.
Oh, no.
Yes,
exactly.
At least come up with a costume or a disguise.
Yeah.
It's not much of an effort if all you're doing is yelling.
Yeah,
I mean, stomping.
So, yeah, I mean, it's mind-boggling, but I love what I do.
That seemed like a lie.
Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen, KROQ,
K-Rock.
Those two people are dumb. I'm fascinated by really stupid human beings.
Oh,
because
yeah.
It makes me feel a little better about myself.
Dumb.
This is the first story that was by popular demand. Allie sent it to me. Mm-hmm. And then there were about 12 listeners that tweeted it to me to make sure that I saw it.
Good.
For people are dumb. Florida troopers find narcotics in a bag labeled bag full of drugs.
When Florida Highway Patrol found a pouch with the words bag full of drugs written on the side, of course they had to open it. And what did they find inside? You guessed it, illegal drugs. Officers pulled over two men speeding on Interstate 10 and found the bag inside the vehicle. Inside of the bag, they found meth, GHB, cocaine, MDMA, and fentanyl. The sheriff's office posted a little advice on Facebook to not traffic your illegal narcotics in a bag labeled bag full of drugs.
I like that they go on social media to make fun of the guy. Hey, listen, don't write bag full of drugs on the bag.
You know what? I'd mute him if I were him.
Yeah, you would.
And then he comes with the comedy.
Because our canines can read.
Pretty strong.
It's not true.
I like it.
Police in the UK had to rescue a car thief who accidentally locked himself in the car he had stolen Sunday.
Oh, no.
Cops received a report of a man acting strangely inside a parked car and discovered he was trapped inside the Ford Focus, which had been fitted with phony license plates. He was smart enough to put phony license plates on the car, got inside, and got stuck and had to be rescued by the police. They didn't explain why he was stuck, given the fact that the Ford Focus uses a conventional lock like every other car on the planet.
So he could have just unlocked it?
Yes.
Oh, sweetie.
And that's why he's dumb.
Yeah.
That's not wrong. Yeah.
Drunk soccer fan tries to have sex with taxi. This happened in Scotland.
When were you in Scotland?
The 36-year-old man David Bruce has been found guilty of simulating sex on the hood of a taxi. A neighbor, Kathleen Nisbeth, who I'm sure was very excited to see this, 63 years old, told the cops she'd heard somebody singing outside and initially thought that it was a happy supporter after watching his team Celtic win the Scottish Cup final on TV. Mm-hmm. And he was singing and shouting, treble, treble, because there were two other tournaments. Most of the time, same team doesn't win them all. When they do, it's a huge deal. She said, then I heard a loud banging and looked outside. There was a man singing at the top of his voice. As the taxi pulled up, he pulled down his pants and underwear and jumped on the hood of the taxi, making thrusting movements, simulating sex. You could only think, like, this taxi driver didn't see the stuff leading up to it and wasn't thinking about them winning and didn't have any idea what was going on.
Yeah.
The guy jumps on the hood of his car and starts simulating sex. That's not all. The elderly couple also claimed they saw David apparently having sex with a garden fence.
During the incident. Just feeling it.
He really,
really wanted to celebrate.
He wanted to put it somewhere.
Yeah.
All he had was a hood of a car and a fence.
Wow.
That doesn't seem strong.
No.
And woman charged for allegedly biting off part of a man's tongue while they were kissing.
Oh.
This is the news report.
Macomb County Prosecutor Eric Smith has been with this crime-fighting team for 27 years.
Now, they should give her a microphone is my first thought, because she doesn't need to yell.
Is she yelling?
What's going on in the background?
I don't know.
Macomb County Prosecutor Eric Smith has been with this crime-fighting team for 27 years. You may think they would have seen it all by now, but
this is not real.
This is her first
fake news source.
This is her first report, isn't
also,
it? It's in Detroit.
Is there someone next to her doing the same story? Like, you know how you can, like, bleed into the mic plate again?
If so.
There's someone else behind him doing the same story.
Macomb County Prosecutor Eric Smith has been...
Oh, maybe that's why she's yelling. Maybe they're standing next to each other.
They're dueling banjos.
Yes. So she's screaming so that she can be heard.
Macomb County Prosecutor Eric Smith has been with this crime-fighting team for 27 years. You may think they would have seen it all by now.
They would have seen it all by now.
This is awful.
It's great.
My favorite reporter ever.
Not when it comes to the case of 52-year-old Ulet Wedgeworth from Detroit.
From Detroit.
Detroit.
We're going to find Carmen Sandiego gumshoes.
During the course of consensual kissing, someone bites someone's tongue off. Off, gone, holding it when the police pulled off.
Oh, my.
Wow.
Wait, what?
Yes,
wow.
You heard her. That's the reporter responding with,
wow.
Someone bites someone's tongue off. Off, gone, holding it when the police pulled up.
Wow. Smith says Ulet, seen here in her mugshot, was visiting a friend's apartment in Centerline on Tuesday. A man who, we're told, quickly turned into a victim.
No! No! No!
This is real. It's a TV station in Detroit. She exists. Well, I feel like it might be her first job.
Can we reach out? This is our new news person.
Detroit is not a first job city.
That's what I
it's
think.
It's a big market. Yeah.
But listening it's a huge to her, market. Yeah. But listening to her, first report. Has to be her first report. She's terrible.
Detroit.
A man who we're told quickly turned into a victim.
She bit the tip of his tongue.
Does she do this for just normal stories, too?
Like,
I don't know.
So.
It's the first time I saw
her. Calm down and get a car.
We're told, quickly turned into a victim.
She bit the tip of his tongue off. Clean off.
Okay. I know you are probably cringing right now and cannot find anything at all good about this story, but here's something. Okay?
What do you think's the good news about this story, according to her?
Maybe he'll lose some weight.
She's coming on. She's taking a job at Kevin in the Morning as the news lady.
I sure hope so.
When police showed up, they did recover a piece of the tongue in the bedroom.
A piece of his tongue was on the floor. Oh, that's great news to her.
Well, because she's able to replace it, like
glass half full,
like stitch it on.
I think, yeah. That's what she was.
I don't know the status of whether or not it was reattached, but everyone's alive, and we've charged her with a crime.
What do you think she's doing there?
She's hitting the gavel. She's the judge.
She's knocking on the door, the woman who bit the tongue.
Oh, my bad.
Of course. She's a hard-hitting investigator.
I just had to hear you let side of this kissing situation, so I knocked on the door of the alleged tongue biter's home, though no one answered.
It turned crazy in a very short amount of time.
But it is something none of us will forget anytime soon. I'm Andrea Isom, 7 Afternoons.
Come on!
Anytime soon.
Favorite reporter ever. I don't even care about the story about biting off the tongue.
She's the best.
Though no one answered.
It turned crazy in a very short amount of time.
But it is something none of us will forget anytime soon. I'm Andrea Isom, 7 Action News.
We've got to find only her report.
We have to find her.
I will search.
Forever.
I didn't have time because I was laughing at this one so much.
Oh, my gosh.
But best reporter ever?
Ever.
Ever.
She, Dateline, the whole thing. Give her every job she wants.
And that's People Are Dumb.
Dumb.
It's Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen. K-Rock.
Alarm clocks suck, right?
I mean,
always.
That's usually right because it means you're waking up from your sleep and you're going to work. And we all know that sucks.
No matter what they are. Mm-hmm. They suck. So we were talking yesterday. I was saying I listen to music. That's my first alarm.
Right.
And my second alarm is a beeping thing. I bought on my phone. And then my backup is in the bathroom. It beeps. And I have to get up and go turn it off.
Smart. And it's loud enough.
Yes.
Okay.
To make sure that I actually get up.
Yeah. I did a story.
All of them blow.
Last week about how people that wake up to the beep, 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 the jarring sound, they're actually more tired throughout the day. Because you should be waking up to a more relaxing way, such as music or a more melodic sound. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of what got us talking about this. But then somebody in the room, Mr. Moody Pie over there.
Oh, thanks for the acknowledgement of
whatever,
the name.
Brought up one of the worst possible ways to wake up, and you did it for a decade.
Yeah, I mean, it's your boy, Death Cab for Moody. So here's the thing is I used to wake up based on this chicken alarm clock. Uh-huh. And some people emailed me, knew all about
Still have it,
said they had it.
Yeah.
And so it's a chicken who was wearing sunglasses and holding a guitar.
Okay, but let me just stop you right there. Mm-hmm. Don't you want to wake up in a kinder, softer way?
Yes.
Do you want a chicken yelling at you?
I think I wasn't, and I still feel like it would help me to be mad at whatever the alarm is so that I get up and hit it and don't snooze and just get up out of bed.
Those of you that have to be awake now, you can call us with your what you've come up with at 1-800-520-1067,
mm-hmm.
other than do, just yeah. music or a beep, because Jensen had this chicken.
Yeah, let me at least give you a feel of what I used to wake up to.
Okay. This would, I would destroy this.
By the way, it never stops. It's just that same loop over and over again until you turn it off.
And again, why did you ever get that?
I don't remember how it ended up in my hands.
What a terrible way to wake up.
I knew I got it at an age I was supposed to have it, which is like elementary school. But then when sophomore year of high school came around and I was still waking up to the chicken, I made the decision to throw it out.
You waited till sophomore year in high school.
Yes. But you could understand that even hearing that now brings back a lot of memories of waking up. And
good
telling,
or bad?
Not great. A lot of like, Mom, 5 more minutes. Like, let me sleep for 5 more
minutes.
Yeah,
if that doesn't get you up, I don't know what would.
I know. It was a terrible machine.
I'm already annoyed.
Yeah.
Come and dance with me.
That's what it's saying?
Yeah. Hey, baby, wake up. Come and dance with me.
Wow.
Don't you wake up to a song?
I do. I wake up to Princess Leia's theme from Star Wars.
Okay. Well, that's a little nicer.
Oh, it's lovely.
It's so much better than... Right there, I'm already in a bad mood.
Yeah, it's not good.
What about getting up in a good mood? Did it ever occur to you that, like, that makes you in a bad mood when you hear that?
That's a good point.
It's hard enough to wake up.
Yeah.
But to wake up to that.
Since we wake up essentially in the middle of the night.
Yes.
Have any of you thought about either the apps or the actual machines that kind of wake you up slowly with light? So it's supposed to simulate the sun coming up.
I never tried the light. There is a light that you can buy that supposedly is...
The sun,
the equal to sunlight.
Right.
Yeah. I was hoping someone calls in with that because I don't think it helps us because I think we all not wait till the last minute, but we're trying to get as much sleep as we humanly can. So if we really slowly wake up, it doesn't help me at all.
But you would set it earlier so that slow wake up has you waking up at the time that you're supposed to.
But then would another sound come in once?
No. You've already put that in the trash, and you've brought that trash to a whole different unit because you don't want it to come back.
I'm just saying, with the sunrise, is usually like the chicken noise, is what I'm saying.
No.
I had one called Clocky because I thought it would be funny. Mm-hmm. I was having problems getting up early.
Yeah.
In the 90s, I had Clocky, and it basically will, it has two wheels on either side of it, like legs, and it'll just drop off of your nightstand.
And start rolling away. No. And so you have to chase Clocky?
You had to get up and chase down Clocky, which involved turning on lights.
Yes.
It was a nightmare.
It woke you up, though.
Yes. But I wasn't in a great mood.
I feel like you beat Clocky. I feel like Clocky died.
Clocky did die.
Yeah.
Very quickly.
Yeah.
And then who we're told quickly turned into a victim.
Clocky.
There's also this little video game thing. Have you seen that with a little pistol and you have to shoot a target?
No.
To get it to shut up?
No. That
Yeah, it's called Target Animal Clock.
But then what?
I'm sorry, Target Alarm Clock.
But then what happens if I can't shoot it because I just woke up?
Keeps going. Keeps going until you hit a bullseye.
That's not good.
Yeah, that doesn't sound
good. It doesn't seem
It's great. Like that Disneyland Toy Story ride or whatever where you have to use, it's like a laser basically?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No, not
You're playing
for me.
Laser tag first thing in the morning.
Nope.
Otherwise, it keeps going.
Not for me.
Nope. What a nightmare.
That's not good at all.
All right, let's take a few calls. Let's go to Caroline in Sherman Oaks. Good morning, Carolyn.
Good morning.
Morning.
By the way, I almost bought Clocky.
Yes, don't do it. Don't buy Clocky.
But I need three alarms. One, of course, is the radio. Mm-hmm. R.I.P. Kevin and Bean Show, now, you know, Kevin. And then my iPhone, which has a really just obnoxious, that old-fashioned phone ring.
Mm-hmm. So annoying.
And then I had to go and get, like, a vibrating alarm clock. It's like...
Did you say vibrating?
There's a little... Yes. It's like... So there's a little round disc that, you know...
That's not a clock, Caroline. That's something that we buy at special stores.
Let me tell you, I do wake up happy these days. But
Caroline.
I put it under my pillow, and it kind of does the trick. Hmm. I'm a very sound sleeper.
I guess so. Three,
you put it under your
to
pillow.
The third alarm for you to wake up.
Yeah, I had to because I was oversleeping, even with the radio, even with the loud ring.
It's cute that you call your vagina a pillow. I think that's very nice. Thank you for the call. All right. Where else should we go here?
I think we need to talk to Savannah on line three. What is happening, Savannah?
Savannah, good morning.
Good morning. So how I used to wake up in high school, no alarm would wake me up. Like, I'd use the basic ones that your phone has, and it never worked. So I downloaded onto my phone noises from, like, horror movies of people being murdered.
Oh, my God. That's a terrible way to wake up.
That's great.
I mean, it works, but...
I feel like it works perfectly.
Yeah, it's the only thing that would work for me back in the day.
Savannah, how many people have you killed?
Yeah, be honest.
No one.
Oh, okay.
All right. Sounds like something a killer would say.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
She's waking up to people, the sound of people being murdered. I love her so much.
A man who we're told quickly turned into a victim.
K
KROQ-FM.
It's Kevin in the morning.
Our friend Stryker posted on Instagram that he has to stop using Instagram for a month.
Mm-hmm.
Seems bad.
Sounds like
Seems
torture.
Bad. Yeah.
Certain people really need to be on Instagram.
Yeah.
I feel like Stryker's one of them.
But then when I found out what else he has to give up for a month, I thought, Stryker is not great at bets.
Stryker.
Yes.
What?
Kevin.
What's happening?
Allie McKay, Jensen Karp. Mm-hmm. Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Well, happy to have you, always.
What happened, dude?
Oh, man.
You and Klein bet on the Super Bowl?
We bet on the Super Bowl, mm-hmm. and I like watching football, and I'm more invested in it when I've got some money on it, especially
sure.
the Super Bowl, because those two teams, they're awesome teams, but I don't really care about those teams. So we bet on the Super Bowl,
mm-hmm.
and the loser had to spin our wheel of will, we call it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you think about five things you guys are driving around or you guys are sitting in the studio, five things that you really, really love in life, maybe they're not addictions, but habits that waste a lot of your time that are part of your day.
Sure, we all have those, yeah.
Right? And maybe you've told yourself over the last few years that you'd like to slow down on those things or even eliminate them.
Okay.
So I came up with five things. We put those five things seven different times on the Wheel of Will. So that's 35 of them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And there was one extra spot. And that one extra spot, we just said, okay, if it lands on this, you have to give up all of them.
So it's all in on that spot.
Yeah, but the odds are, it's like 1 in 40.
Yeah, you're never hitting
I mean,
that.
It's impossible.
One in 36, to be exact, were the chances of it hitting the stupid all in.
Okay.
And I spun it, and it landed on that.
Okay.
And now I have to give up these five things.
What are the five things?
Okay, number one is Instagram. And now I like Instagram. It is like the number one time waster. I love keeping up with Pomerello, but then I like looking at Esther the Wonder Pig and ducks walking on tile.
Sure. And what are you going to do? What are you going to do when you come across a lizard?
I'm going to have to just float around in the universe and maybe touch them without anyone seeing. I don't know.
Oh, Stryker. Man, this is devastating.
Hurtful.
I know this sounds like nothing, but if you're on it 2 to 3 hours a day,
yeah.
and you instantly give it up. So that's one thing. Number two, I'm giving up all energy drinks. Now, that seems maybe easy for some. What about coffee? I've only had coffee twice in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm already feeling very on edge today since my routine now is completely thrown off. It was Instagram.
What do you do, like Red Bull?
Red Bull in the morning.
Okay. All right, Red Bull.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah. I have to give up looking at okay.
Looking.
Kevin, you know what RedTube is?
Yes.
And XX and all those?
Yes, I do. That would be porn.
Yes, I have to give up that for an entire month.
No!
That's where I draw the line.
Just those two sites? Can you go to Pornhub?
Yes, Allie.
What?
I can't go to any site.
No porn.
No!
No porn.
Okay.
Nothing.
That's tough. All right.
Yes. And, you know, porn isn't necessarily for most guys we look because we're feeling like in a mood. It is a great 6-minute time waster.
I mean, I think you're giving yourself a lot of credit, Stryker.
You're doing it twice?
It's a great 8-second time waster.
You're doing it twice? Okay, so
Stryker, this is a terrible bet. That's
okay,
not all of them?
No, two more, right?
That's only three.
Oh, yeah, that's only
There's
three.
Four.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then I have to give up. I'm a huge holiday candy fan, and it's Valentine's Day candy season, and soon after that, all the Easter stuff will come out.
Cadbury,
Robin eggs. I love those things so much. I can't believe it. So I have to give up that. And then the last thing I have to give up, visits to my storage locker, which I really like going to.
What are you talking
Your
about?
Your storage locker here at the station or like a storage unit you have outside? What?
Jensen, about a year ago, I rented a storage locker at one of these companies only about 2 miles from where I live. Mm-hmm. So I started throwing – it started just, oh, I'm going to put a few things in there. And then it became very addicting to go there almost every day to drop off more items.
Why would you not throw anything out?
Because many of these items, I thought at some point I could use them for something in life. I don't know why exactly, but then I enjoyed going there. I say hi to Julie that works there, and Ahmad.
What
is
happening with your life?
And now, what is what
miss
is
Julie.
Julie's going to think you're dead or
you
something?
You think Julie's
man.
Like, oh no, here comes Stryker again?
You had to let Julie know.
Somebody
you
take
won't
my shift.
There.
Yeah,
I know. Someone should let her know because we have nice conversations when I go in. And
I like
I
to hear
get
her side of it.
Julie,
mm-hmm.
they trust me with the key to unlock it myself.
Wow.
It's your storage locker.
You're a big boy.
Yes.
Now, are you a hoarder?
Kevin, definitely not.
Okay.
You took stuff every day. Are you a hoarder?
No, I'm not a hoarder.
I think it was probably he took little things every day just so he could chat with Julie and stuff.
Yeah, no, I took things every day because I was finding out, okay, this other item in my bedroom, I have not looked at in 2 years. I'm putting this in the storage locker. So I didn't do everything just one weekend I wanted to move. I did it slowly but surely. Mm-hmm. But there's been a couple of days where I'm like, wait a minute, where are my notes with my interview with System of a Down from 2001? Where are those? So then I would go to the storage locker. And
Hey, Julie, going to check out some notes.
You know where my notes are for System of a Down 2001?
Thanks for letting me open my own locker.
Striker.
Unreal.
So you've got a month, and then at the end of the month, how do we even know if you didn't do
You could
these
be lying.
Things?
That's right, I could be, but there will be somebody coming in to administer a lie detector test.
Wow.
And to make sure that I did not slip on any of these things. And you guys, I seriously am going to do my best to not do it. I think it's only been 24 hours. I'm already feeling on edge and not great, but maybe the first 3 days will be tough and it'll be smooth after that. Okay. I'll have so much free time I can take up guitar or something.
You won't.
You're not going to take up guitar.
Okay, I probably won't do that.
Unless there's one in your storage unit, you weirdo.
Only people in the storage unit.
This is Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen, K-Rock.
All right, look, we've been a little sick as of late.
And by we, you mean everyone but me.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Especially Allie and I. Allie missed 3 days.
Yes.
And yesterday, something made her laugh. Mm-hmm. And it was one of the weirdest sounds we've ever heard.
Ever. Ever.
This is Allie laughing while sort of wheezing and maybe gearing up for a cough. Mm-hmm. How does she make that noise?
Oh, no. It's happening again. Oh, no. No. There are dogs.
There's dogs
there
right
are
now.
Dogs
yes.
in neighborhood screaming right
Agreed.
Now.
Agreed. I was trying to play it again, but you have to stop doing it live so I can play it again.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
All right, play it again.
And then Jensen said,
"Well,
hey,
Muggs originally, okay. yeah."
Said, "Hey, that sounds like a song."
It's now in there.
Right?
Sounds great.
Guys.
And then we thought, what about this song?
Were you trying to get crazy with this thing? Don't you know I'm loco?
Right?
That's great. Great.
And then we thought, what about this song?
Oh, no.
By the way, listen to what Muggs did with your voice.
My thing's on beat, too.
Your laughing is
on beat. Muggs,
which
you
I'm
are a dream.
Not positive how he did that.
Oh, my gosh.
Right?
So good. Oh.
So you brought us all joy.
Beautiful.
I am so glad.
Thank you for dying almost, because it really makes us have a good day. What's happening?
Whew. That was good times, everyone.
So good.
Hey, move over, vagina candle. There's a new hoo-ha smell in town. You heard me.
I don't know how to respond to that.
So remember Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina candle that sold out? The candle that's called This Smells Like My Vagina. Sold out in December in her Goop store.
But as joke buys, right?
I don't know.
Ironic buys.
She's in on it a little.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, we've seen her do interviews and she kind of knows it's funny.
Well, Erykah Badu is the latest to realize, wait, there's something with my smell that could be used. So what did she do? She decided she was going to go commando from now on. So she took all of her used underwear and she burned it down, and now it's incense.
What?
All of her underwear is now made into incense, dubbing the unconventional product Badu's pee.
I want to smell it.
Well, a lot of people do.
It smells like donkey ass.
Because she said that there's legend that whatever is happening with her nether regions changes lives, changes jobs.
I mean, there is that legend that she inspires artists.
Yeah, yeah. Andre 3000, Common, the DOC.
So whatever she has going, if you can actually put that into a scent and then trick men into thinking that's also your scent, I mean, I'm doing it. I'm going to buy some Erykah Badu incense.
I don't think you are, though.
Yeah.
She's considered like the muse of Andre 3000.
Right.
When he went into sort of his more sing-songy stuff. So it's a big deal.
But I don't know that I'm going to get that out of incense.
I don't know. She burned all of her panties, used panties down into this incense.
She's got a point.
That's such a good beat.
Can we hear the Cypress Hill one again, too?
Yes.
I love these so much.
Who would have known this fit into song so easily?
Amazing. Right? Amazing.
Were you trying to get crazy with this, eh? Don't you know I'm loco?
It's good. It's real good, you guys.
You're playing an instrument over there.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. All you have to do is have the flu, let it move into bronchitis, and then be at the point where you can't really get out full sentences all the time because you feel like you're going to cough.
But you have to suffer for your art sometimes.
I suffer for my art, and it turns into a wheeze. And I'm just going to say you're welcome.
I want to end me.
I mean, I'm crossover, right?
I mean, you do it all.
You can't keep me to one genre.
You do it all.
Right? That's a lot, you guys.
Would you try to get Klein to play it at 420 or whatever? Stryker and Klein. They do some sort of new song.
As well they should.
Yeah.
Yeah. Guys, you like Whoppers?
Yes.
You have any exes?
I mean, sure. We all do.
Yes.
How do these two great tastes go together? Well, Burger King is partnering with Warner Brothers Pictures and their new film, Birds of Prey. Mm-hmm. And here's what's going to happen. On Valentine's Day, you're going to bring a printed out picture of your ex, and Burger King is going to hand you a Whopper. My God.
What?
This is the greatest day of my life.
I love this.
What?
So on February 14th, select Burger King locations in New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Boston will be offering scorned lovers a free Whopper in exchange for a printed photo of their ex while supplies last.
Mm-hmm.
LA, listen up. Here is your location.
Please.
545 North Victory Boulevard in beautiful Burbank.
Mm-hmm.
Again, 545 North Victory Boulevard in Burbank. Valid on February 14th, the day of love, Valentine's Day. Bring out a printed picture of your ex, and you're going to be handed a Whopper.
I'm just going to print out like 100 pictures and just go, hey, this is my ex. Give me a Whopper.
It's only one, so you got to bring like one of those mustaches and the nose.
I can do that.
Yeah, bring a
real prize hog.
I can do that.
You should come with a picture of like Megan Fox. That's my ex. It sucks. I know.
Oh, man. Really rough.
Whopper.
Give me a Whopper, please.
It could happen. Yeah. So you're welcome, you guys.
You're
welcome. Giving you free Whoppers.
Very good.
Nice.
Good job, everyone.
I love it. Happy birthday, Tom Brokaw, Axl Rose, and Rick Astley. And that's what's happening.
It's Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen.
LA and OC's alternative rock.
Told you yesterday about the world's worst cat.
Yeah.
I added together some of the highlights of the news audio because this is a shelter that's trying to get a cat adopted out.
Yeah.
And they're having problems because it has behavioral issues.
Sometimes honesty is the best policy.
And that's especially true when it comes to
cats.
The Mitchell County Animal Rescue calls this the worst cat ever.
This is Perdita, the world's worst cat. That's what the Mitchell County Animal Rescue in North Carolina is calling her anyway. In an adoption ad that they posted on Facebook, the shelter says, "We thought she was sick. Turns out she's just a jerk." According to Post, the feisty feline likes staring into your soul until you feel as if you may never be cheerful again.
Seems real dark.
Right? And then you would think, like, when they get interviewed, they would go, yeah, we were exaggerating for effect.
Yeah, no. Joking around to get attention.
Because we really just want the cat to be adopted out.
Right.
We're going to take your calls on your pet is a dick.
Which we assume is cats. Going to be mostly cats.
Dogs aren't dicks.
Well, we assume so. 1-800-520-1067. Call in. But I guess I should kind of tell you about my cat at some point.
Well, let me a little bit of the interview.
Yeah.
And then you can tell us about your cat.
Great.
All right. So what makes her the worst cat, in your opinion?
This is what she does. She rubs on the cage. And when you go to pet her and give her little scratches, she likes it. But if you open this cage and do that, she's coming after you.
She's coming after you.
I don't love it.
And how is she with kids? Or do you know that yet?
Bad.
She's probably not going to be good with children.
You're marketing her as the worst cat. What are you trying to get people to understand?
We really wanted just to celebrate her differences. Obviously, we don't know all the cats in the world, so maybe she's not the worst, but for us, she's pretty close.
Can I ask you to open the cage and let her out, or is that too much?
I don't know how it would turn out, but I can attempt to open the cage for her.
And let's see what she does.
Kevin!
All right, listen, I edited the end on there because I thought it'd be funnier. But is there any other pet that's as much a dick as cats?
No. There's no... And I'm a cat
And I
lover.
Say dogs,
yeah.
But I don't know any pet that's
no.
a
Remember
dick like cats.
Remember Sweet Chip that used to work here
yes.
until
Rest
Mr. Pickles,
Mr.
Took,
Pickles
her out?
Took her
yeah.
out? Mr. Pickles took her out.
That cat, like, she would wake up and the cat was just staring at her and then would just swipe at her. Mm-hmm.
She'd staring at her soul like she'd never be happy again.
It would hide and just jump at her. And Chip is a small person.
Yeah.
So that cat would take her out.
About the same height.
Yes.
Jensen, you have
I have a cat
devil
named,
cat?
Yeah, I have a cat named Bill. Bill is around, and this is not an exaggeration, around 22 pounds.
Wow.
He is
that
a,
big?
He's
yes.
a massive cat. Yeah, he's large.
That's a small child.
Okay.
He keeps basically me awake at night. He only likes to sleep in my nook, right in sort of my, I have to sort of be arm in arm with him, holding him. And if I don't do that, he will make noises trying to wake me up. And
Bill is so gone in my world.
He'll be tapping me and he'll be trying to make sure he gets his spot.
What a needy bitch.
Right?
On top of that, he wakes me up about 1.5 times on average, 2 times the most every night.
Wakes you up to out of the dead sleep.
To feed him. And before people
wait,
email...
Wait. Yes. Do you feed him in the middle of the night ever?
I do a lot, yeah.
Son of a bitch, no wonder.
And
of course he wakes you up.
I know that people will say, oh, there's those feeders that can
that
go
they
time.
Can press.
Problem
yeah.
is that's dry food. My cat needs wet food at that time. He's let me know that.
I feel like the pet owner is the issue here.
100%, Kevin.
He's 22 pounds. He'll take me out like Chip.
He wakes you up in the middle of the night.
Yes, taps me.
You feed him. Mm-hmm. You're guaranteeing he's going to wake you up every night.
But it started with me being like, okay, I'm not going to pay attention. I'm just going to lay in the bed. And then he just keeps doing it. And eventually I give in because I can't stay awake. I have this job.
Don't yell at us. We're not waking you up.
I'm quitting the job because of my cat. That's
Why
it.
Don't you put Bill in the garage?
Ooh, never thought of that.
That is my first thought.
How could you never think of that?
First, I'd say... Kill Bill.
No!
And then,
one and two.
Yeah.
No.
I mean...
I guess we consider him to be so much of the family that I've never even thought about putting him in the garage.
Gotta put him in the garage.
He is a real POS. I agree.
Listen, he'll get used to whatever you do.
Mm-hmm.
He'll get used to it. Mm. You let him wake you up. Oh.
I mean, he likes to be in my nook. Did
he
you hear that part?
I did hear
nook,
that part.
And he taps me if he's not in my nook. And then I want to give him wet food because he won't eat dry food.
Well, he told
food.
Me that. Yeah, he told me.
I mean, everything
I mean it did sound like the people that were taking care of this worst cat in the world were taking good care of him, and yet she didn't care at all.
Right. Catering.
It was just mean.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't think...
I'm thinking we have an owner issue here.
Yeah, Bill might not be mean as much as he is just extremely needy. And fat.
Where does he get it?
Right? Can't figure that out.
Might be in his DNA.
Let's take some calls of your pet is a dick. And by pet, we mean cat.
Most likely.
Amanda.
Mostly, yeah.
In Simi Valley. Good morning.
Hey. Actually, I have a dog story.
Oh!
I am a dog person. I'm actually allergic to cats, so I don't really have any cat stories. But my grandma had this little wiener dog who loved to pee on the dining room table.
Oh, well, that's a bad place.
What? How does the wiener dog get
up there?
How does a wiener dog get up there on top of the table?
I have no idea. Nobody ever saw him do it.
And this is like a common occurrence. He'll do it all the time.
Oh, all the time, yeah. Well, he's gone now. I mean, I was a kid at that point. But he was a little wiener dog named Danny. We actually called him Dickie because why not? He was a wiener dog.
Right.
But he would somehow, throughout the day, and it was multiple times a day, he would get up on the dining room table, and my grandma had one of the doily tablecloths, so it was white.
As all grandmas
like
do.
Like a keypad.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we'd go to eat dinner, and there was just this big yellow stain in the middle of the table, and we're like, where does this even come from? Like, we had no idea that he could even get up there.
Dickie.
My grandma looks around nervously. It's the dog.
Was it your nana?
Oh, man. It's definitely the dog.
She's potty trained.
Okay.
Right. Grandma is?
I'm just bummed that nobody actually saw Wiener Dog Danny get up there. I think that would be the thing to see.
That's a miracle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We did catch him on the table one time.
Oh. In mid-act.
But we don't know. Yeah, no, he wasn't actually going at that point. I think he was just looking for scrap.
Was
but...
he just sitting there with a grin on his face?
No, it was like a terrified, mortified, my God.
Not, I'm up here.
He's like, looks like you guys stumbled onto my urinal.
Check me out. A dog. I didn't think we'd get any calls on this topic from a dog. All right.
How about Chihuahua that like to pee on trash bags also?
What is going on with your family?
A lot of pee problems.
Yeah. Are you a good pet owner, Amanda?
I am. I had my Chihuahua actually. We just put him down last week. He was 13.
Oh, that's sad. Hey, way to bring us all down.
Yeah.
We were having fun here.
No, he lived a good life and he was a happy dog.
Okay,
he just liked to pee on
that dog's gone. Dickie's gone. Is your grandma gone?
Nope, not yet.
Hey,
all right, not yet.
Keep away from you, Amanda.
It's going to happen this weekend. Thank you, Amanda. All right, 1-800-520-1067. Amy, you hold on in orange. Her cat attacks her sister during the night.
Of course it does. It's a cat.
Insanity. We'll take your calls next.
This is Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen, LA and OC's alternative rock. K-Rock.
Ali, you know we have to turn the mics on before, you know, we talk, right?
I'm so sorry.
Ali's losing it.
I mean, it's,
I really am.
What meds are you on?
I just finished my
Z-Pak.
Mm-hmm. And I was on Teslan Pearls, which is for your cough.
Okay.
And Tamiflu I took until I projectile vomited it all out in the middle of the night.
Okay.
Good times.
Wouldn't have asked if I knew that was the answer.
Okay.
We're talking about your pet as a dick. Let's go to Amy in Orange. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
We are good. Thank you. Tell us about your cat.
So I had this cat, and he used to attack my sister in the middle of the night. Like, he would run. Like, he was so nice to me. And he would cuddle, and he was, like, so sweet. But for some reason, he hated my sister. And he would attack her, like, her head and her face, and she would have to hide under the covers.
What?
I know. I swear to God.
Amy, you mean as she's sleeping, the cat would attack her?
Yeah, she would just be asleep, like, you know, sleeping. And then, but anyways, the worst part of it, so we were adults at this time, and we were roommates. And I was at work one day, and then the SPCA called me. And they were like, hi, we have your sister here, and she's trying to return your cat.
Oh, my God. She did the right thing. She was doing the right thing, Amy. How do you not get rid of your cat if it attacks your sister?
Well, you know what? In hindsight, I
no hindsight.
Yeah, I know. But anyways, and I was like, no, she doesn't have permission to do that. So they didn't allow her to return it. So she was so mad. I mean, you know what? I got to be honest. Like, thinking of it now, I was young and I didn't consider her perspective. But that was a terrible cat. But then I forgot I had another cat.
Okay.
A different time that later we were roommates and she was laying out and he just walked up and sprayed her. Like, I don't know.
It's your sister. It's your sister.
Yeah.
I hate to tell you this, but it's your sister if that's the case.
That's an incredible bitch.
Did you get rid of your sister?
No, of course not. But anyways, it was really, it was kind of strange. Like, I'd never seen him do that behavior. And he's like, she was so upset. Hmm. She was like, I can't believe your cat just sprayed me. And I was like,
I love so much that she tried to turn that cat in. That's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
We were talking about, yesterday we introduced you to the worst cat ever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're talking about your pet is a dick. And we're going to go to Jamie now in Buena Park. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We are good. Thank you.
Yeah, so I had a pet when my now 5-year-old was 2. And the cat did not like her to begin with. The cat, I think, thought was my baby. And so I remember my daughter pulled its tail one time. And I think it held on to that resentment because I came out of the shower one day and the cat had wrapped its body around her head.
Oh, my God.
Had her claws in the back of her head. I had to pull the cat off of her.
Oh, my God.
It's like an anaconda.
Yeah. Yes, it was traumatizing. So we had to rehome, you know, the toddler.
Oh, your baby.
Your goodbye, baby had to find another.
Goodbye, child.
Yeah, so we had to rehome the cat. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Hmm. That's, wow.
That's something the last girl wouldn't do, even though the cat was attacking her sister.
Did you admit to them, Jamie? Did you say this cat attacked my child?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I was full upfront. I was like, it might not like children. So, yeah.
Wow.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate that. All right. Let's go to Courtney in Ontario. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Your pet's a dick.
Good morning.
Hi.
Yes, my pet. He's such a dick. He actually, it's a dog.
No.
But when you say dog, you mean cat.
You mean just a big cat.
A cat the size of a dog.
No. Well, I wish it was a cat, but no, he's a dick chihuahua.
Okay.
We rescued him about 6 months ago. My husband wanted a dog for him. Mm-hmm. And he was like, let's go, let's rescue one. I said, yeah, that's perfect. We went. He was super cute through the little cage. He was, like, licking my husband's fingers. He was, like, being super cute. So we rescued him. We got him home, and he turned into the biggest jerk ever.
Really?
Anytime my husband comes near me, he, like, the fur on his back stands up. He growls. If my husband tries to, like, kiss me, he gets in between us and he's growling. So,
oh wow,
we've had to do a lot of behavior training.
Does he think he's married to you,
yeah,
Courtney?
He gets jealous.
It's a boyfriend.
I don't know. I guess that's what he's thinking. Like, he's mine and I'm his. I don't know.
We should have made a side thing for chihuahuas. I mean,
they're basically
that's a bad. Mm-hmm. That's a bad dog right there. Yeah. You have a faulty dog.
You're dating a faulty dog.
Thank you. You're dating a faulty dog. Let's go to Eric in Pomona. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, Kevin. Hey, Allie.
He was just killed by his cat.
Oh, no. His cat killed him. Wait.
Are you there?
There he is. Eric, sorry. We missed all that.
We lost your whole bit.
I'm here.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Your pet is a dick.
Yeah, pet is a dick. Cat, son's cat, got him from the animal shelter when he was about 8. Wanted a pet. And so do you ever have, Jensen, you sleep with your cat. Do you ever get, like, scratches on your head you don't know where they're from?
Oh, more on my arms, but absolutely. I think I actually have one now I can show the group.
Why?
One here. So, do you see that above my watch?
That's a lot of hair.
So we got this cat that was already declawed and already fixed from an animal shelter, so we thought that was a safe bet because, you know, it was a house pet. And first few weeks he was recovering, you know, feeding and being nice. Then he got a little more aggressive, would attack us on the stairs. But my son loved him, so he'd open the door and let him sleep in there at night sometimes. And like little babies sometimes scratch their heads. Eventually, we thought our son was scratching his head again because he'd have marks on his forehead and his scalp.
Oh,
there's
no.
Just like little like puncture marks, little scratch marks, and we couldn't figure out why he was doing this at the age of like 8, 9, right. Or somewhere around there.
Right.
And so one night I went in there to tuck him in. I checked on him, and the cat was sitting on his chest with his face. Well, the cat's face was on his forehead trying to eat my son.
He was eating his head, Eric.
Well, he was trying. I think he'd been trying for like a couple months because this was something that we'd just seen occasionally, these little marks on his head. And so after that, the cat lived.
Cat lived what?
But I don't give her the crap. Eventually, the cat got loose, I think, and maybe a coyote got him or something. So,
sounds like someone left the door open.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I hope the cat doesn't escape through this door.
Now, so.
You got a dog now. That's the way to go.
God.
Yeah. My son's in the army. He's good. Got a dog. Good. No more cats.
Yeah, no, he had to join the army. He has to defend himself. He was raised around feral animals.
Yeah, but that cat didn't just suck his soul. He was trying to eat him whole.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Let him
suck.
Let him to armed forces.
This is Kevin in the Morning.
Kevin in the Morning.
The world famous K-Rock.
K-Rock.
We found a new favorite TV reporter that we want to hire, right?
I want to maybe do a big church around her. I want to worship at the altar of Isom.
This was from...
It's definitely something you want to make sure you get the M in there instead of an Isis.
That's a good point.
It was from People Are Dumb. She was reporting on a story, and the reporter stuck out so much at us because... I don't know why she's yelling.
Yeah, no microphone needed.
And also, the way she phrases things, you go, this has to be a first date.
Sure, or she sounds like a 1940s detective or something.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
Here's the report.
Macomb County Prosecutor Eric Smith has been with this crime-fighting team for 27 years. You may think they would have seen it all by now, but not when it comes to the case of 52-year-old Yulette Wedgeworth from Detroit.
I mean, that's crazy.
She's very close to another reporter because you can hear someone else doing a report near her.
Yeah, so maybe that's why she's yelling over.
But then we realize it's kind of her style.
Oh, very much her style.
Yeah.
During the course of consensual kissing, someone bites someone's tongue off. Off, gone, holding it when the police pulled up.
Wow. Smith says you let... seen here in her mugshot.
Wow.
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 Was visiting a friend's apartment in Centerline on Tuesday. A man who, we're told, quickly turned into a victim.
Quickly
turned into a victim.
I love it.
She's a star.
What's happening?
Okay. I know you are probably cringing right now and cannot find anything at all good about this story, but here's something. When police showed up, they did recover a piece of the tongue in the bedroom.
I just had to hear Yulette's side of this kissing situation, so I knocked on the door of the alleged tongue biter's home, though no one answered.
It turned crazy in a very short amount of time.
But it is something none of us will forget anytime soon. I'm Andrea Isom, 7 Action News.
Anytime soon.
She is true. I mean, she's like a Peabody winner to me. She's an incredible journalist.
We found some more of her.
Oh, great.
And I thought I would introduce you to some of her other work.
Yes, thanks. Please.
Currently out on bail, Anthony Murillo awaits his next court date. A Crime Watch Daily wanted to see if he's as bold in person as he is behind a mic.
I don't feel like she really delivered that one.
No, I feel like this isn't her news. This is her show, Crime Watch Daily. I've done a deep dive.
She's getting investigative here. Yes.
Wait, so it's not the news?
Yeah, she's on WXYZ in Detroit.
Which is where we got the story
from. I cannot believe that's a real name of a channel.
Same.
So she does those news stories. But when you're doing like prepackaged pieces for her show, Crime Watch Daily, I feel like she can't really do as much of the weird inflection because she's got to get the story out. It's got to be snazzy.
If I could just talk to you for a couple of minutes, Anthony. I know you don't want people to think what they think about you. Is that the kind of rapper you want to be in this country? Do you think you survive in prison?
Well, that's a great question.
This doesn't give you street cred.
That's her. Amazing. This doesn't give you street cred.
This doesn't give you street cred.
All right, this one's, if it's possible, better slash worse.
Ooh. She's awesome.
Yes.
Last, but not least, we place a friendly bet on this Halloween to see who wore it best between 7 Action News Chief Meteorologist Dave Rexroth and me.
See, because it's Halloween and she's being scary.
Andrea Isom, man.
This is a real thing.
Oh, I love her
Detroit
so much.
News reporter and celebrity to us.
Oh.
My vote, me. Hey, Brian, show them me top to bottom. I know Dave Rexy's not wearing it with heels ever.
She should be on every channel.
Is she crazy or awesome?
No, she's awesome.
She's crazy, and that makes her awesome.
Shinable may look beautiful, but what's here in black and white may not bowl you over.
It's a Chinese restaurant.
What's on the menu?
Chicken fried rice, the young chop.
What's on the menu? A succulent Chinese meal?
What's on the menu?
Chicken fried rice, the young chop fried rice, the bacon and the shrimp. Bacon.
Bacon. My gosh.
What's going on How in Detroit? Is this a thing?
Love it.
Bacon. Yeah, I like it. Wow. You need to answer the phone?
Yes. Because it's been ringing off the hook.
Everything.
Right?
Everything
Love
about her.
She's the best.
Yeah.
We need to get a hold of her. We need to bring her here.
Yes. Yeah.
And have her do a newscast. We don't even do news.
No.
We need to do news.
At least a phoner with her. I mean, she's my new god. Allie's right. We should pray to this woman.
There's a church of Andrea Isom.
Yeah.
It has
I know
to
you
happen.
Are probably cringing right now.
No, we're not.
No.
Okay, good.
We're worshiping at the altar of Andrea.
Bacon?
This is Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen. LA and OC's alternative rock, KROQ.
Let's talk to Dr. Drew like we do on Thursdays. Good morning, Drew.
Fantastic. How are you guys?
We're dead.
This whole studio is a petri dish, infected. It's disgusting.
Good. Nobody's died. That's
no,
good.
Not yet.
Dying.
Did I bring it in?
It's possible.
There just
could we trace it back to Dr. Drew?
It's really possible. Interesting time frame. Interesting.
Wow. That is a way to get business up at Heal, is just go everywhere you go, infect people, and then tell them about Heal.
Poor Allie sounds terrible. You okay?
Oh, are you kidding? This is the best I've sounded. I actually wound up calling Heal, and they came over, and because I caught it within 48 hours, they gave me Tamiflu, and I also had bronchitis, so they gave me a Z-Pak.
I think this, what you guys are suffering from, I'm not saying you have coronavirus, but listen, the majority of cases are just like this. Vast majority.
Right, so we don't have coronavirus.
I didn't want to hear this.
But you're not saying that we have coronavirus.
No, you're not saying
I'm not. I'm saying the point I'm trying to make is the hysteria around coronavirus is bizarre and ill-placed, and I blame the press.
Right. Oh, I wasn't thinking it was coronavirus ever. I just knew that I had a flu, and it was now in my lungs, and I probably was going to get pneumonia, too.
No, you're going to be good. You're going to get treatment.
Fine.
It's no big
She's
deal.
Good
you
now.
Called Heal.
Yeah.
It's no problem. You're a young, healthy person.
Thank you.
You get through the bronchitis. And this is, but exactly what you're having, Ellie, is exactly what I assume to be the majority of cases. And the way people are running the headline now is, oh my God, 300 people have died and tens of thousands more cases just documented. When the headline should read, in spite of tens of thousands of cases, we've discovered it's milder than we thought and only 300 dead. Get your flu shot. That's more likely to kill you.
That's what you keep saying, man.
Yeah.
Cue music.
Your big coronavirus.
Cue music.
Cue the music.
Sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
Drew, is there a possibility that because I had a flu shot, I'm the only one in the room who got it? Is that possibly helping my antibodies?
Yes,
Whoa.
It is. We don't really know for sure how that generalizes, but they have documented sort of general things like people who get flu vaccines are less likely to miss days at work.
Wow.
So there's some sort of generalizability in the immunogenicity that the flu vaccine gives you.
Allie and I are both sick and coughing like maniacs.
Yeah.
And Jensen somehow is not sick yet.
They've basically coughed.
It's a miracle.
They've coughed in my mouth, and for some reason I'm still standing.
He's some sort of android.
Thank you.
Should we take his blood?
Yeah, he's got tiger blood,
right?
I do. I'm living.
Now, what about this kid who in Scotland who said that he had coronavirus, but the hot toddy solved it for him?
I love this story because I would argue. Where is he from again? Scotland?
Yeah, but he was in Wuhan. That's where he was when it broke out.
But I love that he's Scottish for the following reason.
Of course,
is that I would say 100% of the alcoholics I've treated have said something like that. they all insist that when they stop drinking, that's when they get sick. So therefore, they're going to continue drinking. And they're convinced that something about the alcohol gives them something. Probably what it does is just suppress their immune system so much that they don't get a normal response to the virus. But here's what happened. He got the virus. He drank. Time passed. It got better. That's what happened.
Wow, he's doubting the Scotsman.
Taking the wind out of the sails.
I've heard many times like that if someone takes a shot of whiskey or sort of like, you know, drinks alcohol, it can help someone's immune system or make them feel better. That's not true at all.
That is folk wisdom. I don't think anyone has disproven that, but I'm just sharing with you that every alcoholic I know seems to use that kind of thinking.
Right.
But let's be fair. What do we all do when we have a cough? Think about it. You go to the pharmacy and you get cough syrup,
cough
right?
Syrup. Yeah, cough mm-hmm. medicine.
Which contains a ton of alcohol. Mm-hmm. And so we're all kind of consuming alcohol around these infections, and we do it with sort of, you know, the intention to suppress cough, but we are taking a lot of alcohol. Maybe something in there. Hmm. I'm saying it's not been categorically disproven. I'm just saying you get well whether you drink or not with the passage of time.
Dr. Drew, I tried this on you about 15 years ago, but what if you gargle vodka? Because I've found that helps my throat.
Keep going, Kevin. Just keep
That's
on
it.
Going.
keep gargling?
Saying, as I said, these claims from people that have a problem with alcohol, I keep
I don't have a problem. Saying, I enjoy it.
No, no, you don't. No, no, no. I'm not saying that. No. I'm saying... Keep making those claims, and I'll start thinking differently of you. That's all I'm saying.
Here's my question to Kevin. Are you gargling it, then spitting it out, or are you swallowing it?
Of course I'm spitting it out. Don't be ridiculous.
You're swallowing. Are you swallowing?
I'm not.
Well, let's be fair. Once again,
it's just a little bit. It's just a
tight. What is the predominant ingredient in most mouthwashes?
Alcohol.
Alcohol, yeah.
Yeah, and so there may be
So how can you deny that that works?
I'm not denying
He's saying it
works.
It's not sure.
I'm saying it might help your symptoms. It doesn't really do anything for the infection. Mm. But I have no quarrels with that. I mean, it's just, you know, if these things work for you and you can reduce your symptoms. But, you know, viruses pass. The only thing that, excuse me, I saw residual cough from the thing I got. That's why I'm fearful that I brought that into you guys.
Yes.
Oh, no. And that, but in any event, the Tamiflu changes the course of viral illness, but it's primarily influenza-type illnesses that it changes the course of.
Have you ever heard of a real bad reaction to Tamiflu? Like maybe the person wakes up in the middle of the night and projectile vomits across their bed?
You want to tell me more?
She just told you the story.
Yeah, it was real bad. It was real bad.
Whenever you get untoward or weird reactions and you're on a medication... First order of business, blame the medication, always. Because you're taking extra physiological doses of a chemical right. that we've studied, but if you can get weird reactions. That just is what happens. I got to say, Tamiflu is one of the cleaner medicines I've ever seen. Sometimes people get weird dreams and they're sort of maybe even mental fogginess or something, but I've not heard vomiting, but why not? I mean, I'm sure it can do that.
It helped you maybe because you're always kind of mentally fogged.
Me or Allie?
No, Allie.
Allie.
Hey, question related, Drew.
Yes.
Remember how people are like, oh, I'm hungover, the best cure is to keep drinking?
Yes.
That true?
Yes, because, well, in some cases, because a hangover is essentially alcohol withdrawal. Mm-hmm. Oh. So if you're in alcohol withdrawal and you keep drinking, you suppress the withdrawal, right? But you're delaying the inevitable. So when you do finally stop, although you can taper yourself down, that used to be how we used to treat alcohol withdrawal. We used to give people alcohol in tapering doses. They used to even use alcohol IV infusions.
Whoa.
To treat alcohol withdrawal.
That's a terrible doctor.
Yeah, and hangover, there's other stuff going on too in terms of dehydration and certain electrolyte shifts, that kind of thing. But primarily, it is alcohol withdrawal. And so, alcohol will
So that
help.
Works.
You heard it from a doctor. Keep drinking.
Kevin.
Yes.
Drew came in and made us sick.
He did.
I'm putting that together myself.
It was perfect timing.
It is weird. It is a little... I did not think I was infectious. I thought I was over it. But I got to tell you, I have a moderate amount of guilt here. I'm feeling kind of bad. And if I did... The timing is a little weird. It takes about 7 to 10 days for something like this to develop.
When the three of us made out, I knew it was a bad idea.
And I stayed away from it on purpose. I knew something was wrong.
But we had a good time, didn't we?
We always do, Drew.
Worth it. It's worth it.
You can follow Dr. Drew on Twitter at Dr. Drew. The website is drdrew.com, and he does his Drew's Daily Dose on Facebook, Periscope, Twitter, and wherever you stream. What time is that, Drew?
Different times, different day, but we do a call-in version of that on Sundays at 3 Pacific.
All right. Thank you, Drew, for talking to us. We appreciate it.
You got it.
Bye.
Kevin in the Morning with Allie and Jensen. Carol QFM.
K-Rock. Look, we've been a little sick. Allie has a weird, weird laugh, man.
A little sick.
When she... How does she make that noise?
I don't know.
It's because I'm trying not to full-blown laugh because I know it will result in a cough. So it's right before it gets to full-blown, it just comes out as a wheeze.
This is the sound.
She's summoning Teen Wolf.
She is. And Jensen thought, hey, that sounds like a song.
Uh-huh. I wanna end me.
What do you want from me? And then Muggs thought, Hey, that sounds like Cypress Hill.
Were you trying to get crazy with this, see? Don't you know I'm loco?
I mean...
And then I thought, what about this song?
Jensen's laugh on the beat, too.
Right?
It's so funny. Wow.
Hallie, you're a talented person.
Thank you.
And congratulations for being part of all our music.
Thank you so very much.
Time for one last look at what's happening.
You guys see the tweet from Matthew Perry?
This was yesterday? Or
Yeah, he said, big news coming. So.
Kevin, do you have a question?
Hallie, is it a Friends reunion? Hallie texted that to me, and she's just like, you know what this means? Mm-hmm.
We That's what you
say
would guess.
The next part of the text because it was mean.
No, right.
But yeah, here's the thing. Is he announcing a reunion? Big news coming. Well, Jensen saw the news and it's what?
It's not that he is doing a new Friends or they're reuniting. It's that he is now on Instagram.
Wait,
that's his big news?
That was the big news.
That he's on Instagram.
He is a new member of the Instagram community.
Okay. And That's the big news?
That's big news.
Okay, question. Jennifer Aniston recently joined Instagram.
Don't you go there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she joined because, you know, the TV show The Morning Show on Apple TV wanted to promote that a little bit with Reese Witherspoon. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
What's Matthew Perry got to promote? It just seems
Matthew
weird
Perry.
That all of these
Matthew
people...
Perry has Matthew Perry to promote. Mm-hmm. Or whatever that word is.
That all of these Friends people are now on Instagram. It's almost like there's big news coming by all of them being on Instagram together.
His account is MattyPerry4. And for some reason, it is currently... He hasn't even put up a post yet. No pictures, no anything. 81,000 followers as of right now.
Unbelievable.
I'm looking at the people he follows, okay? Uh-huh. The LA Kings.
Okay.
Kevin says he's seen them at games before, right?
Yeah.
Lisa Kudrow, mm-hmm. New York Magazine, Matt LeBlanc, David Schwimmer, Courtney Cox, Jennifer Aniston.
Do not.
Reese Witherspoon, Kate Hudson, Robert Downey Jr.
Okay, good. Uh-huh.
All good people here. Justin Roiland from Rick and Morty.
Oh, my God. He's going to be on Friends. Rick and Morty. Pickle Rick Pickle is going to be on Friends.
Pickle Rick's
That's
the new
like
neighbor.
That's their new neighbor. Yeah. Oh, my God. Pickle Rick on Friends.
We don't need a new Friends.
What if Pickle Rick's involved?
He follows the Tennis Channel. You know what that means? Friends is going to the Tennis Channel.
Oh, they're going to be playing tennis on Friends.
That's the reunion special.
You got any pretzels?
Robert Downey Jr. is going to be on Friends.
Listen, it sounds like I hate Friends. Friends was great.
Yeah.
It was fine. I liked it. It's a funny show.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Why every day since? Every day since.
That people really want it.
Why?
To be honest, I don't know.
One rumor about Seinfeld, which I thought was a better show.
Yeah. It wasn't that good.
I don't get it.
Dave's really upset. He doesn't follow Thomas Lennon from the guys, and they were roommates.
17 again.
No, the show, and we're so different, but we're roommates.
Oh, The Odd Couple?
Yes.
Right. That very important show that lasted 7 episodes? Yes.
They lasted like 3 seasons, didn't it?
I don't think so.
I don't think
so. The Odd Couple?
Yeah. The remake?
I feel like we had them on for a couple years.
Oh.
Couple. How many seasons did the remake last?
It does not look like it went longer than a year. Oh, 3 seasons!
Boom! Shakalaka,
but only,
suck,
you know why? Only a year. That's why it did seem like less. It went from May of 2016 to even less to January of 2017.
It's 3 seasons. Still right.
Canceled.
Still right.
Oh, how about this? Started May 16th, 2016. Mm-hmm. Canceled May 15th, 2017.
I don't even know what you're saying now.
They had a year.
Saying a year.
Year.
Yeah, but three seasons in a year.
Yeah. Which means they probably did them all at the same time.
Yeah, rushed them.
Yeah.
Hurry before they see how bad it is.
Oh, goodness gracious. Well, I'm just saying they're all on
Friends.
They're all on Instagram.
Yeah, that's
so
great.
So there might be. Yeah, who knows? Guys, do you suffer from bad hair days? Do guys suffer from this?
Sure.
Really?
I do, yeah.
Okay.
I just get mine cut off.
Right.
That's how you solve it?
Yeah.
I'll wake up and sometimes like there's just a patch of hair that's just up, you know what I mean? Like a cowlick kind of thing, just up in the air.
It's a rogue. It's rogue hair. Fine?
It takes some time. It's not just immediate. It doesn't come down immediately.
No, that stuff, if you wet it, it's not good enough.
Right. Really?
No. It stands
stick
firm.
Back up. Exactly. Mm-hmm. You're like alfalfa.
Yep.
Yeah.
Is this true?
Yeah, yes, I swear it to is. God. I swear, okay. Yeah.
Well, the average person suffers 96 bad hair days a year. Guys.
I mean, I don't know that.
So. I mean, guys, it seems like a lot.
That,
that amounts to experiencing 8 bad hair days a month or slightly over a week trying to tame those locks.
I don't care.
I'm just saying, 96 bad hair days a year. And I think women, probably more than that. Destiny, you with me?
Yeah.
All right. Good keep one. It down. Gonna, over there. Keep maybe, it down. I mean, you are
we
out of control.
We can't get Destiny to speak up.
She run, when she gets to the mic, she's audible.
Sort of.
What about when she whispers from 10 feet from the mic? Can we hear that?
No, we can't.
She's fading fast.
She is. So, oh, no, Destiny. She's getting sick.
She's getting sick. Power 106, Florida, Destiny has gotten sick. I'm now the only one still standing.
Yeah, Kevin and I, as soon as the mics go off, like, you think we're coughing on the air.
Which we are.
Which we are.
And we're sorry.
But when the mics go off, we start hacking up a lung. And poor Destiny is coughing into her jacket because she doesn't want us to hear her cough. Mm-hmm. Because then we'll know that she's one of us and she doesn't want to be one of us.
I'm surrounded.
Yeah. You are.
Enjoy that.
It's awful.
Fatality.
Did you wear that jacket today because you thought there's no way anything's penetrating this bad boy?
I'm wearing a leather jacket. I did it so that you guys don't want to be my friend and stay far away from me.
It worked. Yeah. It did work.
Nailed it. I tried to be as uncool as possible so that no one will speak to me or get close.
Trust me, you don't have to try.
I thought my eyes were deceiving me this morning. I'm staring at him and I said, is that not black?
It's a green leather jacket.
It's like almost like a baby poo color.
It really is.
Right?
Yes.
I love to poop.
It's like diarrhea.
Well, I don't. Again, I think it's just a green. But I'm happy to be wearing it. Again, if it keeps you two away from me and half of Destiny, then it has done its job.
Oh my gosh. We are such a mess in here.
So gross. So gross in here.
The fact, though, that you are on the beat with your cough.
It's great.
That's Mugs Magic.
Wonderful.
Mugs Magic.
It is wonderful. Do you guys remember when I did a story about different dating terms now?
Yes.
Like when you get all ready, you've got your makeup done, you shaved, you're looking good, your hair's done, and then the guy cancels on you. You've been glamboozled.
I don't think that's actually a thing.
I think it's great, though.
Yeah.
Well, now, AshleyMadison.com, the basically infidelity website where you sign up if you want to have an affair, they have terms that their people are using.
Okay.
Fling bling. Mm-hmm. That's any jewelry given to an affair partner. A straycation, a vacation taken with your affair partner. A silver spoon. Refers to an affair where both parties are senior citizens.
Wow.
And zippered. That refers to developing an emotional attachment to an affair partner without realizing it. You've been zippered.
That's not a thing.
I don't even
zippered
get that
doesn't
one.
Even make sense. Hmm.
I just thought I'd let you know that all those
That's
things
thing that
exist
happens?
And people pay a website to have affairs. That's where we're at, people.
Are you trying to get crazy with this thing? Mm-hmm. Don't you know I'm loco?
Really is amazing.
It's fantastic.
Oh, some birthdays for you. Tom Brokaw. He always sounds like he's got marbles in his mouth.
He talks like I do. And yet he's on the news. Was.
Yeah, but almost he's... A lot worse.
I don't know that that's possible.
Yeah.
Was that Kevin or was that?
That was me saying I'm Tom Brokaw.
Okay.
That's Axl Rose.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I thought you said that's gross.
Rick Astley. It's Rick Astley.
It's his birthday.
Yeah, I'm saying all the birthdays, you guys.
We had no idea what you were doing. What?
Yeah. I'm just trying to stay healthy.
What?
Both of you.
That's what's happening.
On your drive home today, listen to a commercial-free 5 p.m. hour. Stryker and Klein, a random act of helpfulness from the SoCal Helpful Honda dealers. Tomorrow morning, animal stories.
A man who, we're told, quickly turned into a victim.
People who eat dog food.
Mm-hmm. What?
Well, take a look at the weekend movies, and we have our two features around music. That's My Jam and Keep It 100, plus your tickets for System of a Down. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is Kevin in the Morning on K-Rock.
What? I find that hard to believe.
106.7 KROQ FM.
This doesn't give you street cred.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.